Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn back in the seat I should be here. Although Mike Gary does a very good job when I'm away.
Good job.
But the guy that we just can't seem to get rid of, and we're happy about that, is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of our program, the man who looks down at his notes prior to starting the show. You can see him doing that right now if you're on Facebook Live or on Roku or at crntalk.com, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much. I'm looking for,
what you looking for there,
my
you?
Favorite ink pen. I can't find it.
Oh, it's an ink pen.
Yeah. But anyway, we're good. Hope everybody's fine. I'm fine. I know you're fine. You're rested. I know you're so rested.
I'm rested.
You have a glow, the Hawaiian glow.
That's good. I was in Hawaii.
You were 10 days? Was that 10 days?
Yeah, but a little longer, almost 2 weeks. I was there on business, broadcasting the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival, but I stayed an extra 4 days. I was supposed to leave on a Monday, and I stayed right through till the next Friday. And that was relaxing because I didn't have to do any shows. I could just relax. It was an actual vacation. When's the last time you went on an actual vacation, Fred Dreyer?
Let's see. I don't know how to handle wrestle with that one because I don't necessarily need to completely be in a different environment.
You don't?
To relax. I kind of relax kind of doing what I'm doing. You know?
Well, you look a little tired today compared to me with the big smile on my face and everything ready to go.
I look tired today?
You look a little tired today. It's like a lot of things on your mind, like maybe getting away for 4 days. You and I went to Vegas for a few days.
I drove to Las Vegas for 2 days and I drove back last week, last Thursday, in the windstorms, I came up on this long rise up on the freeway, and then I looked over on the other side of the street, and there was an overturned 18-wheeler.
Oh boy! Did you get stuck?
It looked like it just turned over because people were starting to pull over and get out of the way. I don't know, what happened, but it was an experience.
Well,
steering my way through all that stuff, but I didn't see that as a holiday or anything.
Let me give our email address here, freddreyer@crntalk.com, so people can comment on the show, freddreyer@crntalk.com, and we're here on the show every week at this time.
Now that you can get your favorite Chili's 3-for-$10 meals delivered, anywhere can be your own personal Chili's. So?
Hi, welcome to my house.
Welcome to the meat lover section of my in-laws' vegan barbecue. Burgers, finally.
Welcome to my therapist's office, where it's okay to eat your feelings. And quesadillas.
Welcome to Chili's Delivery. Order online at chilis.com/delivery and get all your favorite 3-for-$10 meals, like Cajun chicken pasta, delivered right to you wherever you are. At participating restaurants only. 3-for-$10 not available via third-party platforms. Delivery fees apply.
Are you or is someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360, a guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today. Guess why crime rates spike on Halloween? Yup. Thieves and burglars know you're out and your home is vulnerable. This Halloween, trick or treat with peace of mind knowing that you can watch your home with Blink home security cameras. Blink cameras are wire-free and set up faster than you can rip off your kids' candy. And they run on 2 lithium batteries for up to 2 years. When your camera detects motion, like someone snooping around your home, you get an alert on your Blink smartphone app. You see what your Blink cameras see. And your Blink XT2 two-way talk feature lets you talk to whoever's there. So, no matter where you are, it's like your home. And now, through November 3rd, I got you up to 20% off Blink indoor and outdoor cameras and systems. Yeah, 20% off. Just visit blinkprotect.com/sale. That's blinkprotect.com/sale. Thanks to Blink, home security and Halloween just got easier. Also available on Amazon and other fine retailers. Blink is an Amazon company and works with Alexa.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
We are back in the Sports Loungers. Truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend.
Thank you.
And let me just say a big thank you to our operations genius here at CRN, Mike Gary, for putting together a great slideshow when we take our commercial breaks on TV. We're on Roku. We're on Facebook Live. I know we're on CRNTalk.com. Periscope. I think we're on a bunch. But anyway, there's some great shots of you, Fred Dreyer, dressed up nicely when you were on the Mark Levin show. Maybe there's pictures of you having a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, and there's one with your pants all splattered with mud and everything, and you got your Rams uniform on. What game was that? Do you recall that one when it comes
well,
up?
I believe by looking at it, it looks as though there was snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So I've got to say that it was probably Minnesota.
Minnesota game. Colder. That's where you, I don't know if we've told this audience, that's where you broke your finger, didn't you? It was like ice cold or something there. Didn't you get between two helmets in a game in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that again.
I caught my hand. My hand was on Chuck Foreman's helmet as Bill Simpson, our safety, came up very fast and put his helmet on my hand. And it squashed my finger into Chuck Foreman's helmet.
Boy.
And it was so freaking cold. It didn't register right away until I got into the huddle and they started calling the next play.
Yeah,
and I was bent over, I had my hands on my knees and I looked down and it was just like a Warner Brothers cartoon where you look down and the finger literally started swelling and throbbing. It was really a lot of fun.
A lot of the people, those injuries you don't really hear about. You never hear some announcer say, well, he's got a hand injury, unless it's a quarterback and he sprained something. But in a case like that, you continued playing. Is that correct?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, you're not going to say, you can't come over. Not that I would, but you can't come over and say, hey, could I sit down for a quarter or two because I hurt my finger?
Well, I don't know. Speaking of that, there's a lot of injuries. We're at the halfway point here in this NFL season.
Speaking of injuries, yes.
And you get perturbed because you think these players, and I agree with you, do not get prepared for. What do you got right now, the injury
list? Well, look, the current injuries, we're halfway through the National Football League schedule, and I've got a printout here. I'll hold this up for everybody. Here's my printout.
That's the printout.
That's the injury printout, and it's for like 6 or 7 weeks. So this is probably, you know, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks old. But the point is, every single team, there's 32 of them, every single team has at least 9, max 13 injuries per
team. At least every team at least has nine?
Yeah, I counted them up.
Wow.
And so so it goes alphabetical. And, you know, there's Atlanta is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 individuals on Atlanta are hurt. They got a foot, a back, a concussion, undisclosed, which could be anything. You know, anywhere from, you know, I'm tired, I don't want to play, or I broke my neck. You know, it's in there somewhere. Achilles, hamstrings. And I went through this, and there's 15 pages of 32 teams averaging somewhere right around 10 to 12 injuries a team. And I went through here, and soft tissue injuries. This is quads, hips, hamstrings, calves, Achilles, feet, those types of things. Muscle groups that are directly related to being in condition or not in condition. You know, I mentioned to you before, folks, that, you know, when I watch these games, I look for a couple of little tip-offs, for me anyway, that that help me assess what I'm looking at. And the first half of the season has been relatively boring for me as an ex-player. And I don't put that on anybody else. I don't mean to tell you that you should think it's boring too. But I look at it, and I see a lot of teams, defenses especially, playing straight-legged. They're not bending their knees. They're not getting over the balls of their feet. They're sore. You know, they're playing like the large muscle groups are sore, and so when I look at the lineup of 32 teams,
that's tough.
And then you watch the games, it kind of starts to fit together for you. And I've mentioned that, you know, Mike Horn and I went out the last 2 years to Ram Camp.
Oh yeah,
out in Irvine.
Yep.
And the one thing that was glaring was how unimpressive the play was. There's no hitting. They're in shorts sometimes, and if they are in pads, and they just go out and go through half speed through stuff, you know, and it's the Players Association that has engineered all of the contact away from the sport going into the season.
They designed that so that they
it's
purposeful. Figure they think that it's going to give them more energy during the regular season, but in reality, they're not ready to play when the game one comes up.
Well, that's what people assume they're thinking.
That's right.
They're not thinking that.
Oh.
They're thinking, I'm not practicing because I'm making a lot of money. I'm not going to get hurt. I'm not going to push myself. I'm going to show up. We negotiated a 10-year collective bargaining agreement with the National Football League, the owners, and we negotiated us players doing nothing during preseason. The regulars don't play. You've heard that. You know, we're resting our. I heard the Ram coach say this. You know, McVay. He says, "You know, we're really fortunate. We're able to rest our veteran players and the ones who have little nicks and bruises." And I'm asking, I'm yelling it actually. Where the hell did they get the nicks and bruises? They're not hitting anything.
That's right.
What do they you know, go to the beach and they, you know, fall down?
Could be.
They get a sunburn or something.
Could be.
I mean, you know, what and why are we now having to have this conversation about why there's so many injuries in this sport? You know, I told you before that if I was a gambler, I would not be gambling on these games.
You would not.
Until the last five, six games of the season, because then you have a better shot at people being prepared to play.
Well, you're saying there's an average of between 9 and 13 people injured per team, 32 teams in the league. At 9 people, that's 288 injuries in the league at the bare minimum. And it's more than that. You say it's averaging 10 to 12, so it's over 300 injuries. That's pretty tough when you sit there and we're just getting the season kind of underway. Halfway point, it's like it's a lot of injuries.
Well, just as you say this, I look at under Buffalo,
yep.
Corey Thompson, offensive line, ankle, questionable. Thompson missed at least the last game while recovering from an ankle surgery.
Oh, boy.
And it is unclear if he will play against the Eagles on Sunday. So there's little comments and quotes about what their injury is all about. Achilles. There's a guy here, Stephen Means. Achilles. He's on the injured reserve. Means is on the injured reserve list with a torn Achilles. So he's out. You know, I mean, you're getting in deep trouble as a team when you're halfway through the season and you've got 15
That's
people
tough.
Unable to participate.
Your thoughts, email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. It's the Sports Lounge coming to you on CRN Talk Radio Network, crntalk.com. Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211, and of course on radio stations all across the country. We'll be back.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
And we're back, Sports Lounge, coming to you from CRN Talk. Great radio network for you. Fred Dreyer with you. Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 Eastern Time. And then, of course, at noon, Saturday Pacific, 3 Eastern. And then again, 6 a.m. Sunday in the morning Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Get them at Sports Byline, also on Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, and, of course, on the radio stations on the CRN Talk network here. Thanks for joining us once again. Here's Fred Dreyer.
Great to be with you, folks. We're talking about injuries. We're talking about teams. We're talking about the players. We're talking about the great National Football League.
Yeah. What about the 49ers? Do we even think they were going to do this year? Come on.
Well, what's interesting, if you take a look at a climb that the team made in terms of getting organized, getting a general manager, and getting somebody who the players and the agents will listen to,
right,
and realize that they're with an organization and it's going to do the right thing. And so the 49ers went out and got the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo from New England.
Something else.
Hurt his knee last year, missed the whole year last year.
Right.
Tore his ligaments in his knee. But now he's back, and they've got the right coach, Shanahan, who is understands his team. And the team recognizes that the coach is doing the right thing by the players. And so you've got a lot of young talent on that team that is going to be allowed to develop with one another.
They look like they're ready to play. When they come out to the game, they look like they're ready. They got even the uniforms. You mentioned they have their throwback uniforms they were using the last week, and they just look like a team that's tough to beat. You get that feeling from them. You know, there's a soccer team in England. I forget which team it is, but they come on the field and they make the animal calls to their opponents and everything. And they go kind of nuts, but they scare them a little bit. And I think by looking like you're ready to play, sometimes you grab the advantage of taking the momentum into your camp before the game starts, you think?
Well, you have to, as a team, you got to find out what it is that gets you ready to play. You know, and everybody should be on the same page individually, but together, you know, I never liked having to feel as though I had to fit into what everyone else was doing. Everybody else kind of just said, you know, I'm ready to go, let's go, and you went out and you played like it, and you sustained it, you know, from one quarter to another at halftime, and you come back, and regardless if you're up or you're down, you played like you meant it, and that's what the 49ers are doing. And here's the other thing that helps.
What helps?
You can go through this injury list that I have.
Yeah, you've been looking at that all show here.
And you can take a peek at this, and if you can get a team that is not hurt, and will play a little bit hurt.
Right.
And you've got people who find playing with one another a lot of fun. You're miles ahead of any other team. Because a lot of these teams, at best, they're 500 or sub-500 teams. You know, they're 7-9 teams. They're 8-8 or whatever they are. But one or two key injuries will decimate those teams.
Yes.
Whereas that won't happen with the 49ers or the Rams or the New England Patriots. The Patriots and the 49ers are the only undefeated teams so far. And so what you're hoping is that these teams really understand that, and most teams do. Most teams are smart, collectively smart, and they understand that, you know, we stay healthy, we can make a big run at it. And I think that's where the 49ers, and I think that's where the Patriots are.
Well, speaking of the Patriots, now the oldest coach in the NFL is Pete there up at the Seattle. But Bill Belichick is 67. I think Pete's 68.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bill Belichick is leaving the door open. He wants to coach, maybe, he says, into his 70s. He says when I said it, maybe I didn't know what 70 felt like, he said. But he was on a radio. He'd scored that last weekend the 300th win of his career. You kind of expect New England to be having a great season. What a great organization and team they've put together. But Don Shula had 347 wins. George Halas, 324. Belichick is up there in 300s now with his 300th career win. This guy, he's a legend here. He's maybe the best. I think he's the best coach in the NFL right now.
Yeah, he is. And he knows that. He's got a good run at it. And what's interesting, here's what's great. You know, coaches usually say, well, I'll play until it's clear that I shouldn't be playing.
Right.
And I'll know that day when that happens. But what drives that is his teams, the way he coaches them, responding to him. Is the leadership on the team, Tom, with Brady and all the guys on defense, and are they winning when they lose players? This team has notoriously done very well when it's lost players.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, they won the Super Bowl with a kind of a mediocre defense. You know, they just did a great job outscoring people, and they filled in beautifully when they had people, when they lost a lineman, a defensive lineman, when they lost, they lost Hogan, and they lost a couple other guys there that really made them click. And if you can get past moments like that as a coach, and you realize that you're that resilient, then you're more encouraged to when a time comes to make decisions to stay and move on and reinvest yourself emotionally, then you're that far ahead of the pack. And Belichick is right now.
I agree.
I think he's got his sights on just coaching for the next 10 years, let's say. And, you know, we'll see what happens. The big thing is, the big demarcation is going to be Brady. When he goes, what'll happen?
Yeah, because Garoppolo's gone. He's at the 49ers now. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email Fred Dreyer. That's Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Hi, everybody. This is Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know, I use the MyPillow. I've got the mattress topper. I've got the Giza sheets. I'm sleeping so much better. And you can get deep discounts on all MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another MyPillow absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for MyPillows. Enter the promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for the great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Adam Kolarik is the situational lefty for the Dodgers that should have been brought into the game.
Yep,
that's the guy that was just sitting there in the bullpen.
They had him
holding his glove.
This is what's interesting to me. You asked me, you know, what I think about, you know, the Dodgers and stuff. I think they're great. I think they do a wonderful job. Got a great organization. I don't agree with their decision on how to play baseball. There's no small ball. Nobody's stealing bases. They don't put any pressure on opposing relievers. There's a lot of things you can argue They won 106 games, which is the second most in Major League Baseball.
There you go.
And so they're doing very well. And they brought in Andrew Friedman, brought in this Caloric from Tampa Bay. He knows him. He knows what his expertise is, and he had proven that, Caloric has, during the last part of the season when he came in from Tampa Bay and all the way through the season for the one opportunity to face the guy that you had to get out.
You had to get him out.
And you gave that move up for a guy who's who's trying to find himself, that you owe so much to. You're so indebted to Kershaw that you just want to, you're really rooting for him to come in and redeem himself as a pitcher in playoff baseball. And it was the wrong move. Sentiment over reason, wisdom, and common sense.
All right, what about colleges? Are they doing a better job with players than the NFL did? Do you like the colleges now so they can start making money off endorsements? What do you think about that?
Well, they should make money.
You think?
Yes. Gee whiz.
It doesn't seem.
What are they making? $14 billion a year, college football?
Something like that.
And the players wind up getting like $39.05.
It's something like that. Anyway, that's from Gail. And Alicia says, just thinking about you. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. So thinking about it. And Scott says, can you get Doug Krikorian as a guest on the show here?
Scott, Doug is retired. Doug is retired.
I want to remind you, you can follow Fred on Facebook. It's Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. I follow him on Twitter, rather, Fred_Dreyer.com. And on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget, email Fred, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Yes, by all means.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more, all by licensed local pros. Backed for life, today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $499 minimum purchase required, typically $699. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
Make refreshing updates throughout your home and save by starting with Lowe's. Because our new tile selection brings you the most on-trend options, including Mohawk Forever style with Wear Guard, making it 3 times more durable than ordinary tile. Even better, it starts at just $169 a piece. Finish your project and save on 40% off all custom blinds and shades, including Levalore. Whatever you have on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tile offer valid through 11/13. Blinds offer valid through 10/30, U.S. only. Results based on proprietary testing of untreated tiles against tile with Wear Guard.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
All-pro defensive and acting legend. You saw him on Hunter, Land's End, Agent X, Crisis. I'm telling you, he was in movies here. It's so many different things, and got a new one coming out that I'll be telling you about here at some point real soon. We're talking a little bit. Fred injured his finger during a game when he played it in Minnesota. Icy cold. Got the finger between a couple of helmets there, one from his team member, one from another. And so that prompted us to start talking about the halfway point in this year's NFL season. And there's probably 300-plus people on the disabled list right now. Mm-hmm. And, Fred, you had more to add to that because you're saying the players decide when they come back. After they go on the DL, there's no real push to get them back sometimes, is there?
Well, that's a very good point, Michael Horn. What you wind up getting is the results of the collective bargaining agreement. The collective bargaining agreement this last go-around
right.
was a 10-year deal.
Wow.
It's the longest it's ever been. And it's a detriment to the sport because you've got players who were coming in to the league, the first 3 or 4 years of their careers
right.
are winding down and getting ready to negotiate a collective bargaining agreement. Within that collective bargaining agreement, there's certain understandings and certain negotiated elements that players want in exchange for signing a long-term deal. We've talked about this before. So they're in the ninth year of a 10-year contract.
Right.
And so all these players who have been in the league under 9 years have played only under one collective bargaining agreement. So what they're doing is they come into the league and they're of the belief that I'm in charge of my negotiations on my contract. I want to get a new contract. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to play hurt. So I'm going to be the one that tells the training staff and the doctors, no, this is, I don't think I'm ready to play yet. He says, well, you look pretty good. And you're able to run and you're able to move. And can you do all these things? Yeah, but I don't think I'm ready yet. I'm going to take a couple of 3 more games off. And so there's more of a wrestling away from management, from the trainers, from doctors, by players who want to be in control and make sure that they're not jeopardizing any kind of contract, future or present contract negotiations. And so all of these players, and believe me, there's a fine line between, you're young people, you're making a lot of money, and you don't want to do anything stupid. I do know that I've seen it before. I've had experience with it to some degree, where the medical staff owes it to the coach, owes it to the owner to get the player back as soon as he can. And sometimes there's a conversation there that may threaten or compromise the healing ability of the player. And so the players are always talking about it amongst themselves, in my day anyway, where they say, how do you feel? Are you going to play? I don't know. I think I need another week, maybe two. And, they want me to play. They want me to shoot it up. They want me to shoot my ankle up. They want to help me to shoot my knee up in order to play in this game. And then the player has to decide, am I going to do that? Am I going to give in to what the team wants?
Yep.
in favor with the organization. And so a lot of this is a lot of these players here that you look at. I looked at this one guy on the list. You know, this guy, Cam Newton, quarterback,
oh, yeah.
Carolina,
yeah.
It's foot. He's questionable. Newton is sidelined due to a lisphrenic injury of his foot and is uncertain if he will be able to play against the 49ers
again
Sunday.
Oh, that was last week, yeah.
Yeah, but he's had this injury now the whole season.
Exactly.
Yes. So you're not getting Cam Newton. So they had to go dig up another can of quarterbacks.
And they kind of like the new quarterback.
And they like him, yeah. And he's doing well. And I think, honestly, I think the organization wants to move on past Cam Newton.
I think you're right. Well, a lot of injuries there. We'll continue to keep a watch on this halfway point. By the way, hi to our listeners, actually our viewers watching on Facebook Live and Roku. Bruce is there. Gail, good to see you there. Ingrid, Gay, Zach is tuned in there. Orlando, Beverly, so many more. Thanks for joining us here. We're in the Sports Lounge. Be right back. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Back here. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer here. Lots of stuff talking about. We do get emails, lots of them from time to time. People going to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Hi to everybody listening to us at CRN Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and every other radio station too. Jason says, in keeping with what we were just talking about, Fred, do you think the 49ers will take it all in the Super Bowl this year? What do you think?
Well, it's tough to predict the actual end, but if you're asking me, which I think you are, right now,
yeah.
I like San Francisco coming out of the,
The Patriots.
NFL.
Patriots. But San Francisco could give the Patriots a run for their money, I will tell you that. Victor says, Fred, you are the best. Hunter, still one of my favorite shows, mm-hmm. Need to start it up again. Now, people have asked this before, but has there ever been, we talked about you coming back doing movies, where, has there ever been any talk about maybe starting a Hunter thing up? You were kind of discussing that a little bit, I thought.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, those types of things have to be engineered, you know, and right now there's really no desire on the studio's side to bring back Hunter for the sake of bringing it back, you know.
Stevie says, still a sour note about how the Dodgers ended the season. That was a toughie, Steve. Tough for me, but I was a little more, it was a little more palatable after the Nats swept the dreaded Cardinals four straight. That made it a little easier. But what do you think? Is still a tough note for you about the Dodger loss?
It is a tough loss. It's one of those elements that no matter how the season ends now in the World Series for the Nats, the Dodgers should have had a shot at going into the World Series.
Well, do you think they'll get? He wants to know if they'll get rid of Dave Roberts.
No, they won't.
I don't think so.
They like him.
Yeah, I like him too. He just needs to, you know. Yeah, maybe they need to.
Well, do you like him as a person? Sure.
Well, but I like him as a manager, except I think he still is a little. And he's not the only guy. You know, if you've got only one or two pitchers that are the strength of your team, you go with your strength, and it's a short series. I'm sorry. They're going to have to go over the pitch count and pitch their arms out like Oral Hershiser did for the Dodgers in 88. And I've seen it with the Washington Nationals. I've seen it maybe Houston is a little richer with pitching, but I've seen it with a lot of other teams where they need to go to their two aces and have them pick. Pitch. So I think Dave sometimes has to remember, and all managers have to remember, when you're in a short series, you only got so many pitchers, burn them up, use them. And if you had to handpick a new manager for them, Stevie said, who would it be if they did get rid of Dave Roberts?
A.J. Hinch.
He's
the manager of Houston Astros.
You would put him in. Nah, I like Davey Roberts. And Ronnie says Fred Dreyer.
No. What? Just a second. I just want to make a comment.
Sure.
You know, this season, you know a little bit more about people as things go on. What's true is true, and here's what else is true. Dave is a great guy and a fine manager. He's got a great record to prove it, so forth and so on. Does great. People like him. He's all positive. That's all wonderful. But there's a hole in how he uses pitchers.
Well, now let's look at this for a second, because I was just as burnt up about the Dodger loss as anybody. But let's give it a second. So you're throwing this on Dave Roberts' back for 2 years in a row. First off, okay, maybe he picked the wrong pitcher there with Darvish or whatever, and by the time the game was going on, there was already runs were going crazy. But the guy only pitched an inning and a third or something before he blew the game up. When are you going to take him out? Maybe for half an inning? And so here's the thing with your ace, the so-called ace that I've had a problem with since the get-go, Kershaw throws two pitches and gives up two home runs, and the season is over for the Dodgers because of it. So what are you going to do, take him out after one home run?
Should have never been allowed.
Shouldn't have brought him in, right?
Should have never been allowed, and the reason is clear.
What is that?
Everybody in that stadium watching TV that could think knew, believe me, it's true.
Okay.
They knew that he should have never been sent out in the eighth inning because it was a mismatch. It was great that he came in and got eaten the strikeout, and that was a wonderful thing.
They know
thing.
It now, but I don't know.
I know it
if
now.
If he would have struck him out, they would have said, you're a genius. No.
I'll never acquiesce on this.
It's Clayton Kershaw,
never
ace.
Acquiesce on this, ever.
I don't know. I just say once he was out there and he had two pitches, the game's over.
Don't you understand? He can barely throw 89 miles an hour.
He needs to learn how to pitch. Someone needs to work with him in the offseason.
Well, it's too late now, isn't it?
No, in the offseason.
No, it's too late
They
now.
Need to teach him how to become a new pitcher.
He's never going to go back and say, you know, give me another shot at Rendon and Soto. They had a guy, Maeda, for set aside for Rendon. That's the reason that Maeda went out there, to face right-handed hitters, tough ones in the playoffs. And Soto was an up-and-coming powerhouse that he is, and they had the perfect guy, the submarine guy that had been striking him out 8 out of 10 times.
His name we always forget, but he's a great guy from Tampa Bay.
But he's the guy. He's the guy that was brought in for that moment. And Doc decided, well, we're going to let Kershaw go out and pitch. Under what circumstances?
He's your ace.
Under what circumstances?
He's the ace.
He's not their ace, believe me.
You got to use your pitching staff and burn their arms out when you're in a short series. He tried, but two pitches, the season was over. All right, time for a break. Your thoughts, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll talk about this in upcoming weeks. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, a sad note in the sports news, and that's a longtime broadcaster and a great former Major League Baseball player. Ron Fairley passed away at 81 years of age. See, he was a great broadcaster. He did the Angel games. I think he did the Seattle Mariners games.
San Francisco for a couple of years.
San Francisco. He played 21 years in the majors. He won three World Series titles when he was with the Dodgers.
The redhead, first baseman.
The redhead. He played from 1958 to 1969 with the Dodgers. He also, I think he was one of the originals with the Montreal Expos. He played with the St. Louis Cardinals, the Oakland Athletics, the Toronto Blue Jays, also the California Angels. So, he almost played with as many teams as Jay Johnstone, for gosh sakes.
Oh, my God.
But he had Ron had a 266 average, 215 home runs, 1,044 RBIs. He was an all-star with the Expos in 1973 and the Blue Jays in 77. And he was broadcast for the Angels and also, as you mentioned, for the San Francisco Giants. So he will be missed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Yeah, he was there with the Seattle Mariners as well, too. So yeah. Good stuff.
Spent most of his time up there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He went and moved up to Seattle in 1993, and he was, they said, according to the Mariners, he was Ron Fairley was the key voice in our history.
Yep.
That's what Kevin Mather, the president, said. He joined our team at the start of an important era of Seattle baseball, beginning the same year as Lou Piniella and bringing over a decade of exciting baseball to our fans on TV and radio. Our thoughts are with his three sons, Mike, Steve, and Patrick, and his grandchildren.
God bless him.
So he was a good, the old red hit.
Yep.
Ron Fairley, first baseman, number six. Remember, he's good old number six.
Number six. Left-handed.
Left-hander. Maybe we could put him out there on the mound in place of Kershaw.
He would be good. That would be a good idea.
Well, he's gone now, so I guess we can't.
Oh, that's right. That's he is gone.
What are the Dodgers going to do? They got Kenley Jansen and Kershaw. We got work to
do. Well, first of all, they got to all of them have to go see a psychiatrist.
We'll take care of that. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you from the show today, Fred Dreyer.
Well, let's see. What did we learn? We learned that there's too many people hurt in the National Football League, and we certainly hope that they can remedy that.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.